I want to add a field to transfers.
Which chain?
All of them.
Then block out a week.
It's one field.
The field is free. You can declare it in a second, and every new document gets it.
So what's the week?
The 5 years of documents that don't have it. Nothing goes back and fills those in. They're just wrong, quietly, and every search that touches the new field silently misses all of them.
Fine, so backfill it.
There's no backfill. There's a rebuild. You make a new index, you pour the entire chain into it out of Postgres, you catch it up to the tip, and then you switch everything over to it.
For each chain?
For each of the 17.
17.
17. One per chain, and they don't share anything.
Okay, start further back. What is actually in this thing?
Two completely different systems that happen to share an engine, and confusing them is most of the confusion about search here.
Go on.
One of them is transfers. Every movement on every chain, indexed so you can ask for the ones matching some filter, sorted by value, over 5 years.
And the other?
What the search box searches. Addresses, entities, tags, ENS names, the things people type. Different indexes, different shape, different jobs writing them, different everything.
They just both happen to be Elasticsearch.
They both happen to be Elasticsearch. If you say search is slow, without saying which one, you've told me nothing.
Write do transfers first.
17 jobs, one per chain. Each one reads its chain's queue of finished transfers, the same queue several other things read, and turns each one into a document.
So it's just a consumer.
It's just a consumer. It holds its own position, it reads forward, it writes documents in batches. That's the entire live path.
And Bitcoin?
Bitcoin gets two indexes instead of one.
Why two?
Because a Bitcoin transaction doesn't have a sender and a receiver the way you want it to. It has money going in and money coming out, and those are different lists of different lengths. So one index is what came in, one is what went out.
That's not a detail, that's a different data model.
It's a different data model, and it's why the query code for those chains is its own thing rather than the same thing with a flag.
All right, now the bit I actually want. You said switch everything over. Switch what?
Nothing in this system ever addresses an index by its name.
Everything's named something.
Everything queries an alias, a pointer. The alias is called something stable and boring, and it points at a real index whose name has a timestamp in it.
And the readers only ever know the pointer.
The readers only ever know the pointer. Which means I can build an entirely new index next to the live one, take as long as I like, and the moment it's ready, I move the pointer.
And nothing notices.
Nothing notices. There's no deploy, no restart, no coordination with the API. One request moves the alias and the next search lands somewhere else.
Okay, that's genuinely good. That's the thing you'd never think to build until you've been burned.
It's the thing that makes everything else survivable.
So walk me through the rebuild properly.
New index gets created with the new shape, attached to a temporary alias so the export knows where to write. Then it pours the chain in from Postgres, not from the queue.
Why not the queue? That's where the live path reads.
Because the queue only keeps days. Postgres keeps everything. If you're rebuilding 5 years, you go to the thing that has 5 years.
And while that's running, the old one is still serving.
Still serving, still being written to by the live job. Nobody knows anything is happening.
Then you catch up.
Then you catch it up to the tip, because the chain moved while you were pouring. And when it's level, you flip the alias, and the old index gets thrown away.
How long does the pouring take?
Depends entirely on the chain. It's parallel, workers, ranges of blocks each, batched by how many bytes go in a request. That's why the whole thing is tunable rather than a fixed number.
Here's my problem with all of this.
Go on.
You're describing something you can casually throw away and rebuild. You can't do that with most databases. Why can you do it with this one?
Because it isn't the truth. It's a view of the truth.
Meaning what, exactly?
Every document in there was derived from something in Postgres. If the whole cluster caught fire tomorrow, nothing is lost. Slow, expensive, embarrassing, but not lost. You rebuild it from the source and carry on.
So it's allowed to be disposable because it's not authoritative.
And that's what buys the alias trick. If it were the only copy, you would never dare rebuild it, and then you'd be stuck with the schema you picked years ago forever.
That's the trade. Keep a second copy, get to change your mind.
Keep a second copy, get to change your mind.
Okay, different question. What stops one horrible search taking the whole thing down?
A fixed number of slots.
Slots?
Every search has to take a slot before it's allowed to leave. 300 of them for the API. When they're all taken, the next search queues up and waits.
So it doesn't fail, it waits.
It waits, and there's a cap on how long the whole thing is allowed to take, so it can't wait forever either.
Why a count rather than a rate?
Because what hurts a search cluster isn't how many requests arrive, it's how many are being worked on at once. 10,000 cheap ones are fine. 400 expensive ones at the same moment are not.
So you cap the thing that actually hurts.
You cap the thing that actually hurts. And the export jobs get their own smaller allowance, separately, so a big backfill can't eat the slots the website needs.
Last one, the chain changes its mind, and a block gets undone. What happens to the documents?
They get deleted. The job gets told which block stopped being real and removes everything that came from it.
By block.
By block, which is only possible because every document remembers which block it came from, which sounds obvious, and is the sort of thing you only put in if somebody thought about undo on the day they designed it.
And if they hadn't?
Then your only option is a rebuild, for a reorg, which is not a sentence anybody wants to say.
Give me the shape.
Two unrelated search systems on one engine, transfers on one side, the search box on the other. Transfers is 17 jobs, one per chain, each reading its chain's queue and writing documents, and Bitcoin gets two indexes because its data isn't shaped like the others. Nothing ever names an index. Everything names a pointer, so any index can be rebuilt beside the live one out of Postgres and swapped in without anybody noticing. That's affordable because none of it is the truth. And 300 slots decide how much of it can happen at once.